Dat is nou drie uur.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria, Tzaneen and Rustenburg 28 degrees.
It's all got hectic queuing traffic in Maraburg because of the earlier truck crash. It happened on the N1 South at Albertina Sisulu Road. And we've got some delays in Kempton because of the roadworks. R21 North restrictions towards the Benoni exit.
We start in the northwest, where six bodies have been recovered from Stilfontein Shaft 11. This adds to Monday's total of 26. Eight survivors were also rescued. Critics have blamed government's delays for the tragedy scale. Now, Mining Affected Communities United in Action has dismissed Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe's visit to Stilfontein as a publicity stunt. This follows calls for relief. Over 100 dead bodies are reportedly still underground. Here's the General Industries Workers Union of South Africa's president, Metla Sibai.
This loss of life was not only needless, it was a bloody culmination of all the decisions that they've taken since this saga has begun. Now we are talking about 109 bodies. What this reflects is a callousness with which the elite in this country is treating the plight of the poor, particularly the black working class.
On to education-related matters, and the Department of Basic Education has confirmed that over 7,000 learners remain unplaced in Mpumalanga, while 1,000 learners in Northwest face similar challenges due to a shortage of schools. The department spokesperson Elijah Mahlanga cites overcrowding, population growth and insufficient infrastructure as key issues. He also warned of a worsening crisis in Gauteng and the Western Cape, with mobile classrooms as a likely short-term solution. Gauteng Premier Banyaza Lesufi, meanwhile, says his government will continue to invest in ensuring that learners leave the education system with additional skills beyond a matric pass. Lesufi delivered the keynote address at the Gauteng official release of the matric results and awards for top achievers. Gauteng achieved an 88.4% pass rate.
To say our children, by the time they reach matric or they finish matric, they must not only chase a matric certificate, they must have other skills that they acquire during learning. That when they reach grade 8, they must know how to fly a drone. That they must fix air cons, refrigerators, fix cell phones, and have a certificate to fix those things.
In other big news today, Cuba's joined South Africa's genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. In December 2023, South Africa instituted proceedings against Israel, claiming violations of the Genocide Convention concerning the treatment of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Several countries have also joined the case, including Spain, Libya, Mexico, and Turkey. And we end off in France, where births fell last year to their lowest level and number since the end of World War II in 1945. Wow. The National Stats Bureau says 2024, 663,000 babies were born in France. It's a drop of 2.2% when compared to the previous year. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus. Die ses liggame is vandag uit Stilfontein sag 11 gevind.
Sure, that is such a terrible story. Hey, Shemantashe, well, they're not going to give him much time there, huh? Okay, I love adult. Some musical instruments have been around for a long, long time, and I'm here to tell you that a particularly, well, characteristic or a characterful instrument debuted by its inventor in the city of Nuremberg on this day, 1690. 1690. So obviously it was used in a lot of classical music, but also in modern classics. All right, Chanel September, your vraag is, I'll play you a little bit of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, which starts with this instrument. You tell us what it is.
The pressure.
Here we go. What's the instrument?
Let me think, Alex. Let me think.